In previous manuals, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder has been grouped together with behavioral disorders this time around, and now ADHD is part of a series of neurodevelopmental disorders, which are disorders that generally manifest themselves during the developmental period or early parts of life. Other things that are in that category include intellectual disabilities, learning disabilities, the autism spectrum disorders, and such.
What led to this change?
I think the research showing the biological component to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, it gives a better definition of what this really is. There's definitely a genetic component to it. It tends to run in families. If you've got a sibling that has ADHD, you're more likely to have ADHD than somebody that doesn't. So I think in a lot of ways it gives it some biological strength and also follows the research and is a better classification than just grouping it as more of a behavioral disorder.
There are also changes regarding onset of symptoms?
One of the characteristics of ADHD is when did you first see the onset of symptoms? And in the previous manual, the age was several symptoms or some symptoms before age 7. They've changed that age to 12. It's hard to ask people, especially when they're in their teens or maybe even early adulthood or adulthood, tell me how things were when you were 5 or tell me how things were when you were 4. The other thing is to separate out what is typically toddler type or early childhood type developmental behavior versus, you know, what's pathological. And so by changing the age to 12, we get some data that we have from school age years, and we can use information from how well you did in school, how was the sitting still, paying attention, you know, academic progress, and then get additional information, you know, from teachers.
Also, a change in criteria for people over 17 in being diagnosed as ADHD.
Yeah, historically, ADHD has been seen as a disorder that children have. What research has shown is up to about 50% of people can continue to have some symptoms into their adult lives. Typically, those are the organizational and inattentive symptoms and sometimes the impulsive symptoms. So this was an attempt to manage the lifespan better with the disorder. And because adults typically present a little bit differently than kids do, not as hyperactive, the attempt was to try to figure out how can we include the adults that might meet this criteria too. And so instead of 6 inattentive symptoms and or 6 hyperactive symptoms, it's been dropped to 5 to better catch that population.
So the change then is intended what, to make getting diagnoses and treatment easier? It's been difficult before?
The goal here is to just better define the population, to try to better define the diagnosis and be more accurate. And the addition of the change in criteria for people 17 and up is a way to include the adult population in looking at this more.
What do we know now about ADHD? What exactly is it?
It is a group of symptoms that can cause significant impairment in functioning in children, adolescents, and even in adults, that it has to do with the ability to maintain attention and focus and organization, as well as to govern impulsivity and restlessness and hyperactivity. We know that people that have the disorder that are not treated tend to do worse in school, tend to less often go on to college, tend to more often change jobs, tend to have more trouble in social relationships.
Do we know exactly what causes it?
We do not. We know some statistics, like you're more likely to have it if people in your family do, and there's some heredity to it. But there's no single genetic cause that's been found. That's something that we're still searching for.